Good morning, Robbie Slater.
Good morning, Troops. Hope all is well.
Yes, no, we're having a good time out here at K Ranch, mate. You should have come out with us last night. We had a good meal and we've been here early this morning. And TK's first rodeo. And, well, rodeo, I should say. I've been rodeo, everything, but it's been sensational, mate. It's been really good.
Two sort of pronunciations, and either or are okay.
Oh, thank God for that. This is a big challenge, and we're expecting good things, mate. From the Socceroos, they're the hot favourites at tab.com.au, up against South Korea. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's an interesting one for Graeme Arnold. I mean, obviously, Kuwait was a good start for him, and... you know, playing a tricky opposition, but came through obviously very, very easily with a 4-0 victory. But this is the first big test in Graeme Arnold's second game. You're up against the Asian Cup finalists. We are, as I've said to you before, we are the fifth-ranked team in Asia. We're no longer the number one team after the World Cup failure. South Korea come and pose a real, real big test, and okay, there's the two Premier League stars aren't here, particularly Son Heung-min, the Tottenham Hotspur striker, right, superstar. But they are still a very, very experienced side with many players that play in Europe. And, you know, when you've got a team that beat Germany recently, very recently at the World Cup, you've got a team that is a serious test. And I'm sure the boys will be up for it. We are very, very, very strong at home. So I'm expecting a good performance. I'm expecting a game where, you know, we defend as a block. He'll play Graeme Arnold as he always has done with his time at the Mariners and his time at Sydney FC, and very successfully so. Deploy a back four, 4-2-3-1. For those listening who don't necessarily follow the game, a 4-2-3-1 is obviously you've got your goalkeeper, you've got two central defenders and a right fullback and a left fullback with two holding central midfielders just in front of them. Now, the three that attack with two wide men, a number 10, who is the creator, and then you've obviously got a number 9, which now is a problem position for us since, he hasn't actually gone yet. We're going to farewell him on Tuesday, Timmy Cahill. So it's interesting times for the Socceroos. This game is very, very important, and the most important one in the preparation for the Asian Cup, because we only will have Lebanon on Tuesday, and that'll be our last game before we kick off the Asian Cup, I think, on the 6th or 7th of January. Right. So, really, really important test. Tomorrow night at a heaving Suncorp, I'm hearing it's going to be nearly a full house. We do hear that quite often in sport, don't we? They're expecting a full house. Let's hope so for the Socceroos. You don't get to see them very often. And this is, a replay of the Asian Cup final of 2015.
Well, they sound confident, Rob. And the other thing I reckon coming out of the camp is I reckon they all believe in Arnie because he believes in them, if you know what I mean. Sometimes I think when we have those European coaches in charge, they probably don't rate our talent as much as they should, whereas Arnie sort of brought in and gives these players belief. And I think he's earned that respect back, and they're thinking, you know what, he thinks we can get this job done. We can take on anyone. That's the feeling I get. Would that be right or not?
Well, I think you've hit the nail, you know, bang on the head, and that's what you get for having an Aussie coach. I think Ange had that particularly, you know, before that last year, which I call a strange year, in which things seem to change and Ange's attitude seem to change as well. But with Graeme Arnold, there is definitely that. And, you know, look, I've spoken to a lot of people, and not just because you're doing this show, Laurie, but I have heard from many, many people that you had that kind of respect as well, because you were well liked by the players and because you gave them a lot of respect. And Arnie is exactly the same. And I think players respond to that. Of course, there's always, you know, room for discipline and management, of course. But the modern game, of course, it's about tactics. And he is a master tactician. He's proved that at the Mariners and at Sydney FC. And, of course, he was assistant to Gus Hiddink and Pim Verbeke and Frank Farina for over a decade. So he's done the round. So tactically, he is superb. But as you know, and what you were very good at, Laurie, is man management. And the modern game is just as much about man management and the psychology of players, not only on the field but off the field, as it is about the tactics of the game.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think it's a really solid point, this team under Graham Arnold. Let's hope that that comes to fruition with some goals into the back of the net. Just for the officials out there, South Korea are actually 53rd in the FIFA world rankings, and we're 42nd in the world rankings. But you mentioned they're missing a couple of their major players. But, you know, it's a really big test, so we look forward to a great Socceroo performance there. What? And let's hope that this Martin Boyle turns out to be the player that we want him to be.
Yeah, well, let's hope everyone can understand him. He's got a very thick Scottish accent.
Jimmy.
look, he's quick. I've spoken to quite a few people about him. He's obviously playing in the Scottish Premier League for Hibernian. Very quick, very direct, good with the ball. And quick is the key word for Graham Arnold. This team was, particularly in the front third, is going to be all about pace. That is the trend that we saw come out of the World Cup. The teams that defended deep and hit in transition from defence to attack with pace were the most successful ones. You think of Griezmann and Mbappe for France as an example. Quite often, they would collect the ball in their own half. Two, three passes later, the ball's in the back of the net. So Martin Boyle has that. And, you know, I'm very excited, as, you know, as is every Socceroo fan, to see him have a go.
Hey, Rob, do they use the VAR in this game?
Oh, look, Laurie, to be fair, you've caught me on the hop there. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Right.
For this, for a friendly. But I do know that the Asian Cup in January, it will be used. So, as it was in the World Cup.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm not actually sure. You've caught me there. Well, very well done. But I'm not sure. But I don't
No. I was just wondering. I knew it was used in the World Cup, but I didn't know whether they were using it going forward.
As I said, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, and I sort of believe in this argument, you know, with the brouhaha and the kerfuffle over the VAR in the A-League, and people want to get rid of it. There's no point getting rid of it, because it appears that FIFA, the governing body,
they're going to stick with
they're determined to bring it now into all competitions around the world. So if you're going to, you may as well have it in your local comp as well. So that's the feeling I get, Robbie. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, it's here to stay, the VAR. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's here to stay. Yeah.
You know, if you look at the Hyundai A-League, it's the opening two rounds was an absolute disaster, but since then it's been very quiet and not controversial. So, in fact, I don't think it's been used very much since, you know, well, we've had four rounds. So the opening two rounds and the following two rounds, it's hardly been used. So it's about tweaking it. It's about getting it right. And they seem to be on the right track. I think if you look at the World Cup, I thought it was a massive success at the World Cup. You know, it was used quickly, decisively. And I think here, like I said, in the last two rounds, it's worked very well.
Quick one, mate. Scoreline, please.
Scoreline. Sorry. There's a big delay in this line because you guys are out and about. I think Australia will win this 3-1.